Hello. Welcome to Future Skills 2022, an Erasmus Plus project funded by the European Commission for the development of new skills which are in demand in the labour market. I am Elna Kroppo, and I represent the European Association of Creative Initiatives, EREIA, from Latvia. In this podcast, we will talk about the skills of ideation and reasoning skills, and today we are talking to Lidija Krauklies, the head of the Madona branch of the State Employment Agency. We have chosen Lidija because she has extensive experience in the labour market working with both employers and the unemployed in Latvia for more than 25 years. Thank you for being with us today.
Good afternoon. If we talk about ideation, then what is an idea really? It has to do with the thought process, the mind, and everything that comes from it. It can be a failed idea, it can be a successful idea that improves life, or it can even bring in millions or introduce logic. It can be a very big idea that has changed people's lives. There are also very small ideas that have changed the life of each individual or made it simpler. It may also be the case that there are ideas that need to be tackled, although in essence the idea has to solve a problem and help make decisions.
What is your personal experience of ideation and reasoning skills?
You know, it even seems to me, but it's my subjective opinion that they are not even skills, they are abilities. Like if you have a throat to sing and it can sing in the opera or you can't. Are you creative? Do you notice a problem? Do you have an idea? Or do you have the knowledge to formulate that idea and predict what might be the outcome?
As far as I know, you have a lot of experience working directly with supporting ideas, supporting new ideas in your daily life and work, watching other people who try to bring their ideas to life and realize them in life. What is your approach to the creators and founders of new ideas?
Yes, this is a project of the State Employment Agency for the implementation of new ideas for entrepreneurs more than 10 years. I think this is a very good project. People come up with an idea, we talk it through. Of course, I'm not a business consultant, I can only recommend general trainers or the idea could go or not, but the rest is in the person's own hands. It's the desire, skill and ambition to start your business instead of waiting for job offers. Very good projects have also been implemented in the country in this way. Of course, there are those who have been rejected. However, each idea must be based on a calculation of how the idea will work or whether it will cause a loss during implementation. This is an important stage in the formation and reasoning of ideas, calculation, thinking ahead.
Looking at this, why do you think this skill is important for the labor market? Is it enough to have an idea, or does any idea need its reasoning skills and ideation skills, or abilities, as you said?
I would like to refer here to the well-known example of Steve Jobs. A very striking example, as you know, was once expelled from the company he had founded, and when the company went bankrupt, Jobs was called back. When he came and presented his vision, everyone was surprised to see Bill Gates on the screens. The idea was not to compete, but to collaborate, plus marketing skills, plus the ability to persuade Gates to get involved and invest in the company. Therefore, the idea alone does not completely solve anything. There comes marketing, entrepreneurship, confidence in your idea, and the ability to find supporters for your idea.
So is this skill important in the job market from any point of view?
Yes, from many points of view. Whether you are unemployed, employed, or have your own business, these skills are very important. Basically, all of humanity has already developed thanks to the skills of ideation and reasoning. From the invention of the wheel to artificial intelligence.
Yes, and it remains only to add a justification as to why this idea is necessary, and necessary for everyone, and why it should be implemented.
It is very interesting how sometimes a successful business comes from initial failure. For example, Estonia's first billionaires, Kristo Kaminen and Taavet Henrikus, set up their online payment company TransferWise, initially suffering losses from banks due to money transfers. They created their own platform without hidden fees, which is widely used, and this platform is now worth billions.
How would you encourage people to develop these skills?
I don't think I will say anything new but to learn and to learn again. Because if you have knowledge, you have a vision, you have a flight of thought, and you can discuss, see the whole area together and predict much less of what may or may not come out of it.
Are there any risks to be faced if you do not have these skills?
Yes, it is a risk, of course, because in the labor market, ideas can reduce unemployment by developing successful businesses and expanding entrepreneurship, or, on the contrary, exclude people from the labor market, for example in agriculture. We know what agricultural machines are like now. We know that robots are slowly being introduced into farms in Latvia as well. We don't need milkmen, we don't need livestock farmers, so a robot will come and do everything. Its effects, as I said, can vary. In general, it is a development.
Is there any good advice in your experience on how to develop this skill and learn or improve it?
Keep learning. I insist that people have to learn. Of course, there is a lot of information. It is necessary to draw some boundaries, but without knowledge, these skills will not arise.
So, really, development and broadening of horizons in any sphere to perfect any skill is in yourself.
Yes, exactly. Professions will change in the future, this must be taken into account. Some professions will disappear. Some professions will emerge, and we must be ready for change.
In general, how do you look at the situation in Latvia for people and their skills? Is this skill developed?
I think, quite well, because we also have our own information technology companies well developed, we are strong farmers. We can already look at big farmers in every way, but now it is a requirement of the age. The only thing that is sad is the demographics forecasts. As we know, they are not very gratifying, because Latvia is probably a country with a very large depopulation, unfortunately. So that's hard to predict.
Let's look positively at the future and learn, and thank you for today's conversation. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and we invite you to follow us on Facebook and to visit our website www.fs222.eu.